Wednesday, the 24th of June. This old castle must have seen many strange and terrible events, but it can have seen none stranger or more terrible than those which occurred here last night. It is now the scene of catastrophe and death, yet despite everything, I'm still sane. A little after 10 last night, I heard people moving in the chapel. Gradually the noise increased. I heard the clatter of plates and the clink of glasses, so I knew that the Satanists had begun the feast at the table set up in the side aisles. It must have been about 11:30 when the service started. I knew that those beasts in human form were working themselves up into a frenzy of abandon, the better to satiate their vile lusts when the time came. I prayed as I've never prayed before, violently, unceasingly, supplicating God to spare Sally, or at least grant her oblivion so that she might be spared the knowledge of the abominable things those beasts meant to do to her. I prayed aloud, and I was raving. I called on God and the Virgin Mary and all the powers of good and light and love that there have ever been in the world. It was then that the miracle happened. God had heard my prayer. I found that I was standing up and that I was walking towards the panel. I seemed to be buoyed up and supported by unseen hands. Without any effort, I climbed through the panel opening onto the secret stairs. They were faintly lit by the moonlight coming through the arrow slits. I walked slowly and surely down them till I reached the door at the bottom. I thrust it open and entered the chapel. The scene was one which will remain stamped on my memory until my dying day. There were about 80 people present, all wearing fantastic costumes. Many of them were women, some nude to the waist, others dressed in eccentric arrangements of veiling through which their bodies could be seen, or which left their sexual parts exposed. The men in gorgeous satins and velvets, and each wore a headdress in the likeness of some wild animal or poisonous reptile. In front of the altar stood Helmuth. He was wearing his white satin robe with the black signs of the zodiac on it, but the robe was now hitched up so that he was naked from the waist down. Two women, one of them was Julia, knelt at either side of him in attitudes of adoration. In front of him, two assistant priests were standing, and between them they held Sally by the arms. She was dressed in the fashion of a nun, except that her single garment was of magenta veiling through which one could see her white body. It was Conrad who first saw me. He must have thought I was an avenging spirit. Pointing at me, he let out a howl of terror, then fell to the ground and lay grovelling there a dozen paces from my feet. At his shout, the whole congregation turned in my direction. Sally alone could have known how I'd got into the chapel, that by some extraordinary means I had managed to get down the stairs. She gave a loud cry, broke from the men who were holding her, and came running towards me. Helmuth and the rest must also have thought that I was a spirit to disperse their diabolical gathering, as they either remained rooted where they stood, their faces aghast with fear, or cowered away from me. I found myself with my right arm outstretched again, hurling defiance at the devil. Consternation seized the Satanists. They began to run senselessly in all directions, covering their heads and screaming with fear. I waited no longer, but grasped the edge of the door behind me and pulled it open. At that moment, something must have clicked over in Helmut's quick brain. He must have guessed then that behind it lay a secret staircase up to my room, and that what he had thought to be an apparition was really myself in the flesh. Above the din, I heard him bellow, "There's nothing to be afraid of. He's only a man. Stop them, stop them. Catch them before they get away." I thrust Sally through the door. The brief hush was succeeded by new pandemonium. With howls of rage and hate, the Satanists came charging towards us. I knew that only God's help could save us from being dragged down before we were halfway up the stairs, but he extended his merciful protection to us once again. It was then that there came the second miracle of that unforgettable night. I heard a rumbling sound. It increased in volume to the noise of thunder before we were up another couple of steps, and then suddenly a great torrent of water burst through into the passageway just below us. Time must have taken its toll on one of the myriad secret escape tunnels that run out from the castle under the lake, but it had collapsed. The water hit the opposite wall of the passage like a tidal wave, drenching us to the skin, then turned and roared down the steps into the chapel. As the first violent spate of water receded, we saw that it had swept the advancing Satanists below us from their feet. They were now a flailing mass of legs and arms struggling in the torrent. Helmuth alone was still standing, framed in the doorway, breasting the tide as it raced past on either side of him. For a moment he stood there, hurling imprecations at us. Then a screaming, half-drowned woman was thrown against him by the rushing water. He lost his balance and plunged beneath it to be swept away with the rest. Thousands of gallons were pouring down from the lake to the lower level of the chapel in a steady flood. Within minutes of the first inrush, the water took hold of the half-ruined pillar bases and the temporary structures that were shoring the building up. Beams cracked and snapped. Above the roar of the water, we could hear the louder roar of great chunks of masonry giving way. It was as though Samson had come again to pull down the pillars of the temple upon the hosts of Philistines. Sally and I were cut off from the chapel by the flood, so there was nothing we could do. Step by step, we retreated up the stairs until the swirling waters had reached the top of the door of the chapel, and our last glimpse of the debacle within was cut off. Then we turned and went slowly up to my room.